You're highlighting the skills that will allow you to be successful in the job you're going to do or you're applying for. And not just highlighting the skills, because the goal isn't to just list out a bunch of skills, but talking about your skills in a way that is connected to the job that you are applying for. When you do this, it makes it easier for recruiters and hiring managers to see you, to picture you, to imagine you in the role. That is how you position yourself as the ideal candidate for the job that you're applying for. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you want to secure an aligned job this year, then you need to start marketing your skills and not your responsibilities in your job search. Let's break it down. Let's start with, when I say secure an aligned job, what do I mean? Well, first of all, secured means that you are actively job searching right now. So you already know the job you want and you're looking for jobs and applying to jobs to try to secure that job. You're not at the point where you're still trying to figure out what you want to do, right? Like, that's the clarity phase. You're not trying to clarify what you want to do. You already know what you want to do. You just need to secure that role in a job search. When I say aligned job, so a couple of weeks I wrote out, because I say aligned job a lot and I realized that I say aligned job, but I've never actually really provided a definition. So a couple of weeks ago, I wrote out a definition just for my own brain and for you listeners so that you understand what I mean, so that we're all on the same page when I say aligned job. So let me read this definition that I wrote to you. When I say aligned job, an aligned job isn't just any job you can tolerate. An aligned job is a career opportunity that is deeply aligned with your non-negotiable values, allows you to thrive in your zone of genius, and harnesses your high power skills, all while providing you with compensation that reflects your contributions and value add and supports your ideal lifestyle. So secure and aligned job means that you're actively job searching, trying to land a job that is aligned with your values, your interests, and your skills, and pays well. Now, what do I mean by you need to market your skills and your responsibilities? Well, first, let me start with, did you know that when you're job searching, you automatically become a marketer and a salesperson? The answer might be no. If you've been listening to me for a long time, you might have heard me say that before. So the answer might also be yes. But really, when you are job searching, you are actively marketing your skills, your experiences, your accomplishments for the job you're trying to secure. And I think a lot of people don't realize this. When you're job searching, you're not just a program manager or an engineer or an accountant or a teacher, whatever your job is. No, no, no. When you're job searching, you are the technical aspects of your job, but you're also a marketer. You have to position yourself as the ideal candidate for the job. And the way you do that is by promoting and selling your skills and accomplishments to secure an aligned job that pays well. You are automatically a marketer. And this is really important and crucial to understand if you're job searching, because when it comes to job searching, the most ideal or the most qualified candidate doesn't always get the job. In fact, the most qualified candidate rarely ever gets the job. The best marketer usually gets the job. The person who markets themselves as being the ideal candidate for the role is usually the one who gets the job offer. And so it's important to first just baseline recognize that when you're job searching, you are automatically a marketer. And so if you weren't already doing that, marketing yourself, promoting and selling your skills and accomplishments for the role you want, you need to start doing that. Now, when it comes to marketing your responsibilities versus skills, let me just start by saying it's not your fault, okay? In fact, at one point, this was me in terms of, I've been career coaching for over 11 years now. So I used to share this advice with my clients too. But the way that you've been taught to job search is flawed. You have been taught to highlight and promote your responsibilities, to secure the role that you want to secure, right? Like, what have you been responsible for? What have you done at work? Talk about your work tasks. That's how usually most people tell you to job search. And if you're a woman, one thing I've also seen happen with women is not just highlight your responsibilities, but you get so focused on showing that you're capable, that you can do the job, that you forget to actually show the recruiters, show the hiring managers you in the job. You forget to paint a picture of yourself doing the role for them to see that you can actually do the role that they're hiring you for. And I should even back up. Let me back up a few more steps and say, this really applies to you if you are trying to secure another role that is not what you're doing right now. Okay. If you are trying to secure, if you're making a lateral move and you know, you're currently a program manager and you want another program manager job, or you're currently an accountant and you want another accountant job, or an engineer, another engineer job, you get what I'm trying to say. You get my drift. If what you're doing now is what you want to keep doing, then this doesn't apply to you. I don't even think this episode really applies to you as much. I'm going to think on that. If I change my mind while I'm sharing, I'll let you know. But for now, just assume that this is really, I'm really speaking to that woman, you. If you've been in your job for 5 or more years, you're currently unhappy, you know it's time to do something else, you figured out something else you want to do, you want to go do that something else, but a part of you is like, oh, do I have the skills that I need to do this other thing? Or you've been searching because like, you know what, I know I can do this other thing, I'm just going to put my best foot forward. And you're not getting results. You're not getting interviews. You're not getting offers. There's a high chance that you're not focusing on your skills. You're focusing on your responsibilities. You're focusing on showing that you're capable. You're focusing on showing that you can, you have a good work ethic, as opposed to showing that you can do the specific job that they're hiring you to do. It's important to recognize that there's a difference between your work tasks and your skills. So your responsibilities are your work tasks. Your work tasks are the things that you do at your current job to meet your organization's needs. You create lesson plans. You give annual feedback. You build apps. You review client surveys, whatever it may be. Your work tasks are the things that you're doing day to day. Work tasks are role, industry, and company specific. Your work tasks are tied to the company that you are with. Your work tasks is you doing what the company needs you to do to meet their outcomes. Let me use myself as an example. My full-time job right now is as a professor. My work tasks is creating lessons, teaching those lessons to students, grading student lessons, doing research, reading, writing, publishing research. My work task is serving on different committees. Like, those are the things that I do to meet my responsibilities as a tenure track professor. Okay. Those are my work tasks. Your skills, on the other hand, are the abilities that you use to complete your work tasks and responsibilities. I want you to almost, if you were going to visualize it, think of your work tasks as being the thing on the surface that people can see, and your skills are the different either strings or the poles, whatever it may be, that are holding your work task up. You use your skills to accomplish your work tasks. Skills, for the most part, are not industry, role, or company specific. Skills, for the most part, transcend roles. Now, when we think about trying to transition into a different role specifically, at this point, what you now want to think of, okay, which skills do you have that are transferable, meaning skills that you can use in any role, in any context, in any industry, in any company? Let me come back to myself as an example. Professor. Okay, so I said I create and teach lectures. Part of that process is looking at, okay, what are the standards for our organization? And what the students actually need to know, like what is required for them to have learned. I have to figure out how I'm going to convey that material to them. Then I have to put together a presentation that I'm going to use to guide my lectures, as well as the activities that they'll use, because I'm an experiential educator. So I love them to do things in classroom. And then when I get into the classroom, I have to teach that context. Everything I've just said, I'm using design skills to design my slides. I'm using communication skills, written communication skills on the slides. I'm using verbal communication skills to talk to my students. I'm using critical thinking skills to consider how I'm going to present the information in a way that the students understand the concept. I use research skills to look at different sources and bring the information together. And I use analytic skills to condense that information to where I'm going to present it to my students in a way that they understand. Are you tracking with me? I hope the answer is yes. So the skills are the things that drive the work task. Now, for most people, when you are job searching, there's a high chance that you are focused on the work task. So imagine me on my resume saying responsible for creating and delivering weekly lectures to students. Now, unless I'm applying for another educator role, that is not relevant at all. Right? If I wanted to now go apply for a career coach role, well, let me just say that because that's my business, right? Let's say I wanted to apply for a career coach role in an organization, then now I'm going to need to be able to talk about my critical thinking skills, my communication skills, my design skills, because maybe part of the role is designing presentations to do workshops. That's what I'm going to need to focus on, not the lectures. As a career coach, I'm not going to be delivering lectures, but I will be delivering workshops. So I still need to talk about my deliverance of slides. I need to communicate with clients. So I need to highlight my communication skills. I might be communicating with other stakeholders, whether it's recruiters or companies or hiring managers. So I need to highlight my written skills. Again, I hope you're tracking. I'm trying to give you examples here to help you see what I mean by work tasks versus skills. Let me give you a couple more examples that are not specific to my context. So you might say you managed a team of 10 developers, okay? That is talking about your responsibility as a manager. That is very different from saying, and I wrote this down so I could reference it, led a cross-functional team fostering collaboration and achieving project goals on time and within budget. That second one is highlighting your leadership skills, your project management skills, your communication skills, even your financial responsibility skills by staying within budget. Another example, increased web traffic by 20%. That sounds good. It's quantifiable. It highlights the fact that you can increase web traffic. But unless you are trying to secure another role where you'll be responsibilities for increasing web traffic, that doesn't highlight your ability to do other things with the skills you used to increase web traffic. So listen to this instead. Implemented SEO strategies and content marketing campaigns resulting in a 20% increase in website traffic and qualified leads. That second option is highlighting your digital marketing skills, your analytics skills, your content creation skills. You can use those skills in other things that is not focused on driving website traffic. I hope those examples are helping you understand what I mean by work tasks versus skills, because I really want you to understand those two concepts as we move into talking about marketing both of these for your job search. So when you are now job searching and trying to secure a new role, particularly a role that you're not currently doing or haven't done in the past, it is so important that you are highlighting your transferable skills. You're highlighting the skills that will allow you to be successful in the job you're going to do or you're applying for. And not just highlighting the skills, because the goal isn't to just list out a bunch of skills, but talking about your skills in a way that is connected to the job that you are applying for. When you do this, it makes it easier for recruiters and hiring managers to see you, to picture you, to imagine you in the role. That is how you position yourself as the ideal candidate for the job that you're applying for. Now, you might be listening and thinking, okay, well, how do I do that? You're like, Tega, I'm tracking. I know what you mean by work task versus skills, but how do I figure out my skills? The easiest way that I found to do that is when you look at a job description for a role you want to do, and you're looking at the responsibilities and you're saying to yourself, I can definitely do this. I want to apply. What I want you to do is for each responsibility that's listed, each bullet point, ask yourself, how do I know I can do this thing? What is the evidence? What is the proof that lets me know I can actually do this responsibility? And to answer that, you're going to need to think through things you've done in the past, projects you've done in the past to figure out, okay, what have I done that's similar that lets me feel pretty confident in my ability to do this responsibility? And then for each of those projects, tasks, whatever it is that you identify, then you ask yourself, what skills did I use to accomplish this task? And when you do this, what you'll find is you'll write out, okay, supporting the training needs for staff and team members. And it's an HR role. And you know that you can do that because as a school psychologist, you've been responsible for trainings for different, for teachers, for principals, for other psychologists. You've been responsible for putting together trainings, evaluating those trainings and putting it all together. So you know that you can do this for a different group of people. Well, then let's say that's what you wrote down. Well, now you're going to take that and rewrite it in the language that was used in the job description. What you're going to say is designed, delivered, and evaluated development programs for diverse audiences to support their training needs and ensure continuous learning and skill acquisition. You're using the language from the job description to describe the thing that you have done in their own words. Because that's another thing that is a barrier when it comes to marketing that I've seen with some of my past clients is you're trying to market your skills, even your responsibilities sometimes. You're trying to market yourself, but you're using language that is specific to your context currently. Language that doesn't always translate or transition into the industry you're trying to get into. So if you're trying to go from education to tech, you can't be out here using terms like IEP, RTI, FARM, which are terms that only someone else in education will understand. You have to be able to talk about plans, strategy, whatever it may be, whatever the language is of the company or even the industry you're trying to go into. And more often than not, the job description and research in the industry will help you identify what language you need to be speaking because that's part of marketing yourself. If you're going to promote your skills and accomplishments for a role, you have to do it in language that the hiring managers and the recruiters will understand. So your goal as a job searcher is to create what I call marketing statements or marketing stories, both that you use on your LinkedIn profile, in your resume, on your cover letter, in interviews, in conversations that consistently talk about your transferable skills and your accomplishments in a way that is connected to the job that you're applying for in the language of the industry or the company that you're trying to go into. And this is something that I help my clients do in my one-on-one 3-hour VIP coaching session. When you book a one-on-one coaching session with me, what we can do, if this is something you struggle with, is we'll look at your skills, your accomplishments, we'll pull up a job description of the role you're trying to apply to, and I will walk you through step-by-step for each responsibility, what I just said, what have you done in the past? How do you know you can do it? And I will help you craft those statements that position your skills and accomplishments in a way that promotes and sells your ability to do the role. And we'll do the research together during this one-on-one session to find the right language. What is the words that the recruiters are using? What are the words that they're using in the job description that will allow you to then build out? Together, we'll build out your marketing statements. So these are statements that you use on your resume and in your LinkedIn profile that will help you position yourself as the ideal candidate. We'll also craft your 3 core marketing stories. And marketing stories are what you tell in interviews when they ask questions like, tell us about a time when you blank. You will have these stories as core content that you pull from to answer those questions in a way that doesn't just talk about how you're capable or able to do the job, but really paint a picture for the hiring manager, for the team to see that you can actually do the job that you're applying for. So at the end of a VIP session, we would have crafted your marketing statement, we would have updated your resume, and you will leave with a detailed step-by-step plan to help you secure your aligned job with a salary increase. This one VIP session will move you months ahead in your job search timeline. So if you go to privatecareercoaching.com, again, that link is privatecareercoaching.com. It's in the description below. It's in the show notes. You can go to privatecareercoaching.com to book a complimentary 30-minute call, and we'll chat and make sure this is actually the best way to serve you to hit your job search goals. And if it is, we'll discuss next steps. Now, when you shift from marketing your responsibilities to marketing your skills, a couple of things happen. One, you start to broaden your horizon about what is possible for you in your career. A lot of times, the things that's keeping you, or the thing I should say that's keeping you from securing another more aligned and fulfilling role is your disbelief that you can do anything else. This is really common when you've been working for, I would say, 8 years or more in the same company, in the same role, in the same field. What tends to happen when you've been on the same path for 8 or more years is you start to lie to yourself essentially and tell yourself that all you're doing now or what you're doing now is all you can do. You start to put yourself in a box. You put your career in a box and you think that you don't have the skills to do anything else. You don't have the skills to transition anywhere else. And it keeps you either continuously applying to jobs you already know you won't like, or it just keeps you stuck. It keeps you stuck in that job that's making you miserable. And so when you start focusing on highlighting the skills that you've been leveraging to accomplish your work tasks, you start to recognize that, whoa, I'm actually way more qualified than I thought I was. I have way more skills than I thought I did. I can do so many more things than I thought I could. And so when you broaden your horizon, it's like the world is now your oyster. You see so many other jobs that you are able to do, but now you won't apply to so many other jobs. Because if you listen to my last episode, you know that we don't stay open to any opportunity. You look at alignment with your values and interests also to figure out which of these other opportunities is aligned. But the point is you broaden your horizon to what is possible for you. And that just causes a massive increase in your confidence and the way you talk about yourself in your job search. The other thing that happens when you focus on your skills and not your responsibilities is that you now make it super easy for recruiters and hiring managers to see you in the job. You paint a picture where they can see that you will be effective in doing this job. And when you do that, you get ghosted less often, you get rejected less often, you're more confident in your interviews, and that comes across to where now you transfer that confidence to the hiring managers and they are begging to hire you. When you focus on your skills, you start talking about your experiences in a way that is directly connected to the job that you're applying to. And so then it makes it easier for them to say, yes, she can do this job and she will be qualified to do this job. So again, if you're trying to secure an aligned job this year, it is so crucial that you shift from marketing your work tasks or your responsibilities and start marketing your skills, particularly your transferable skills. If you've been job searching, particularly searching for a role that's different from what you do now, and you haven't been getting interviews, you haven't been getting job offers, then I strongly encourage you to check out my one-on-one 3-hour VIP career coaching session, because I think that this would be really helpful for you in clarifying your transferable skills, creating your marketing statements and marketing stories, and building a detailed, personalized job search plan that will allow you to secure your aligned job with a salary increase. You also get 30 days of support after our 3-hour coaching session together. So this session is really great for us to sit down and think through your experiences, and we'll craft out, okay, which skills are transferable? How do we talk about these skills in a way that is aligned with the job that you're trying to secure? You can just go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about that service and book a complimentary 30-minute coaching fit call to see if this is the right service for you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful and that you're going to start moving from talking about your responsibilities to talking about your skills. I'll catch you in the next episode.